break it down, down like this.
Yo, 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 welcome along everyone to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. My name is Hayden Shearman, and for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to be your running coach as we guide you through this workout you're going to do this week. Get out there and crush it. And this is an exciting time because we are going into a little block of training that I'm calling Practice Makes Progress. You know, I'm using that term, practice makes perfect, and I'm throwing in the progress element because all of these workouts are what we call progression workouts, and they're really designed to get you firing towards the end of a workout, really getting the wheels moving, learning to accelerate even when you're tired, getting that mental and that physical strength happening. So this week's workout is five sets of the following, and it follows really nicely on from what we did last week. So it's five sets of the following. First of all, you'll do 1K at your 10K race pace. Then you'll immediately change up gears to your 5K race pace and hold that for 500 meters and then jog for 500 meters. So it's a 1500 meter rep, but the first K of that rep is at your 10K pace. The last 500 meters, the last third of the rep is at your 5K race pace. Then you'll jog for 500 meters and you do five of those 1500 meter reps in total. It's a good workout. It really tests that strength. It tests that mental strength and that physical strength. And it really builds on what we did last week with the mile reps so nicely, and it really launches us into the next few weeks for what we're going to do as well. So this workout, five times 1500 meters with the first 1K at your 10K race pace and the final 500 meters at your 5K race pace, and then a nice easy 500 meter jog between each rep. So as I said there, the number one thing that we're trying to get out of this workout is strength, and strength in body and mind. So in terms of body, this will get challenging. Your heart rate will be up, your endurance capacity will be tested, but also that there's a bit of speed stuff to it, like legs and lungs are getting a good workout here. Running at 5K pace, it's reasonably quick for most distance runners. So we're getting that kind of leg speed stuff happening. We've got that lung speed stuff happening. We're requiring a lot of oxygen intake. Heart rate is going to be elevated for most of the workout. And look, five times 2K essentially is what, 10K? So it's a 10K workout. It's a nice long workout. So there's a lot of stuff that we're doing. And so let's clump all of those whys into it. This is going to make you strong, this sort of workout. It's also going to make you mentally strong because we're trying to trigger the brain to, rather than slowing up when you get tired, to actually have this knee-jerk reaction when you start to get tired, to actually speed up. Improve your technique, improve your leg speed, improve your posture, improve that arm drive, create that higher knee drive so you can really power into the ground. So if we build that mental strength, that mental internal mechanism of just carving out that channel in your brain that when it gets tougher, I get tougher mechanism in your brain, if we can channel that out, and we'll be doing this all over the next 4 weeks. So you get lots of practice at it, but we're trying to just do this in little chunks, five of them, little chunks of 500 meters where we say, yeah, we're a little bit tired, but we're going to step up that pace, see if we can crank it up a little bit more and finish each rep on a high rather than sort of struggling across the finish line. Okay, a few little tips on how to do this workout. So it's 5 times 1,500 meters. And so the first K in each of those 1,500 meter blocks will be at your 10K race pace. And in the final 500 meters, you increase your pace to 5K race pace. Now, if you need to know your exact paces, it pays to just jump on tempofit.org, look under resources, and you'll find the run race and pace calculator. Plug in an estimate or a recent race result and it'll spit out what are your predicted 10K and 5K times. Now, for most people, it's somewhere around sort of 7 to 12 seconds per K difference between your 5K pace and your 10K pace. So let's call it 10 seconds difference for most people. Now, that means for your per kilometer, you're going to be 10 seconds quicker as you step up the speed. So we want to do that final 500 meter split 5 seconds faster than each of our other ones. Now, that might not seem like a lot. And if you're new to running and pace judgment is kind of a new thing, this is something that's quite nuanced, that this workout will be really good for training that pace judgment and learning to have those slight increases in pace. For the rest of us, it's really want you to be paying attention, particularly in that first 1K, that you're not going out too fast at the start, and then try to keep that even split until you hit that 1K, get a nice 1K split on your watch, and then step it up that half gear into 5K race pace. And you should feel it. There's a noticeable difference between the breathing, your heart rate, kind of how you feel internally between 10K race pace, which feels more endurancey, and 5K race pace, which feels more like lungs are going flat out sort of thing. So feel for that difference and just make that slight tweak, not going too far when you change up gears, but that half gear switch, and to really put on the burners for that last 500. Now, the recoveries, it's really important that you do cruise them. Those 500 meter jog recoveries should be very light, just like slower than Sunday long run pace. It's genuine recovery pace, allowing the heart rate to come back under control. And if you need a little bit more time, feel free to make that 500 meters a little bit longer. Technique is the last thing I'll talk to. And this is where it's a really good workout for focusing on that technique towards the end of a rep. I see this a lot with particularly newer runners or people who haven't thought much about their technique, as they get sloppy as they get into the second half of a long run or the second half of a rep during a workout. So this sort of session is great for having to have that trigger in your mind. No, I need to improve my technique in that last 500 in order to hit that quicker speed. I need to stand up taller. I need to be driving those arms a bit harder, increasing my cadence, focusing on that good, efficient heel recovery as you pull your heel up towards your butt and then slam your foot down and really get good traction on the ground, pushing yourself forward. So thinking about all those little pieces of the puzzle that create that good technique for you. So I want you to be focusing in that last third of each of the 5 reps of really good technique, and focusing on that will help you to really crush that just half gear up in speed and get you finishing each interval nice and fast and nicely in control.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So the thought for this week, I wanted to tackle this question of what is speed and how to improve speed. So speed is a really interesting one, particularly for most of us listening. We'll be maybe call ourselves like distance runners. Maybe there's some middle distance runners listen to this show. But ultimately, we might think, oh no, I'm not a speed-based runner. It's really interesting when you look at the research, and I think I might have said this on the show before, but one of the best correlators and the best predictors for your marathon finishing time is not actually your VO2 max, but actually how fast you can run a flat out 200. So that speed is a very good predictor for your speed over a marathon. So that begs that question of, well, how do we therefore increase our speed, improve our speed? How do we use that to hopefully lead to faster running in the longer distances, the other distances we're focusing on? So first of all, I'll address that question of what exactly is speed. So when we look at, you know, 100 meter sprinters in the Olympics, we can sort of look at these big muscly dudes, big muscly girls, really powerful. But what we don't actually see is just how fast they are moving. Yes, they are strong, but you compare the body type of an Olympic finalist 100 meter sprinter to say a power lifter or a bodybuilder, and there's actually a lot less muscle mass than you'd think. They're actually not carrying around too much extra baggage. So they have this balance of, yes, they've got power and strength, but number one, they've got speed. They're able to move their limbs very, very fast. They're able to contact the ground very quickly and get off the ground very quickly in order to get themselves really flying through the ground. So how do you get that speed? Well, ultimately, it's, you know, fast twitch fibers are very helpful to get your body moving faster. And also the recruitment of those fast twitch fibers, the recruitment of your muscle fibers. So one of the things we see with more distance runner types who don't have that top end speed is they just can't recruit the same density of muscle fibers. That neural connection to your muscles just isn't there to enable you to really crank up the speed. So I remember vividly interviewing the New Zealand 200 meter record holder after a 200 meter race. This was about 5 minutes after the race. He was still lying on the ground, absolutely exhausted. And I'm like, how on earth can you exhaust yourself over 200 meters? But different, totally different makeups. Not that he's lacking in aerobic fitness. What he has is an incredible ability to recruit those muscle fibers and use everything he's got in that 20 seconds that he's on the track. Whereas me, I'm barely like tapping into the reserves that I've got because I'm in more of a conservation type phase, even when I'm running a 200 meter. So that's one of the big keys, is teaching your body that that neural link between your brain and your muscle fibers and getting them all connected and firing. So how do we improve that central nervous system connection? Repetition. So we want to run fast and we want to run fast often. We want to do fast movements, and that will train those neural pathways to recruit those muscle fibers. So what that means for our training is that we need to do lots of fast running. So how you get slower as runners, how we lose that ability to sprint, is we don't do enough sprinting. Now, this doesn't mean doing more 1K reps or doing more workouts of what you're doing today. Speed operates at a very different end of the spectrum. And the speed that I'm talking about here, with that neural connection, that central nervous system firing, you need to be very fresh. You need to do it in very short spurts of time, and you need to be fully recovered before and after each of them. So a typical speed session might be, I don't know, 6 times 80 meters, you know, accelerating up. You'll spend about 40 or 50 meters at top end speed, and you'll have full recovery between each of the 80 meters. Now, for new runners and people new to running fast, you wouldn't do that sort of workout straight off the bat. You would slowly build up to it. And so that's why I'm always advocating for runners to introduce doing strides. So they might start out at sort of mile pace and increase over time to the point where you are able to do a genuine speed workout, where you're hitting top velocity, you're really focusing on recruiting as much as possible. But that's going to be after a few months of doing stride sessions, weekly stride sessions, maybe twice weekly stride sessions. The other ways that you can increase speed are doing things like drills, doing things like plyometrics. So I do a lot of skipping in the gym. And I see that as a really key tool for me, really fast hops, like getting the skipping rope going as fast as I possibly can. Just that small movement of speed that I'm trying to generate through that ankle joint and using those calves very fast. I also will do some drills that are really encouraging that snappy reflex of driving the knee up, you know, doing things like A skips or B skips, and do a swap over drill. So balancing on one leg with one knee up in the air, hands are opposite like you're sprinting, and then just do, once you're fully balanced, do a quick swap over as fast as you can. So there's lots of ways of doing speed that aren't actually sprinting. And the other really fun ways of doing speed are like just getting out and throwing a frisbee around, doing some ultimate frisbee or some touch rugby or some football. That'll help that speed as well. Those little short bursts of sprinting that you'll do in a game like that will help the athleticism that will translate to more potential for speed down the track. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas and a bit of food for thought on how you can add some more speed to your running regime. Remember, don't throw yourself in the deep end and just do sprints tomorrow. Make sure you build up to it over months and look at it. Maybe it's your goal for the year. By the end of the year, I want to be doing one true speed session every week and improve that top end sprint ability. All right, there we are. Workout of the week done and dusted for another week. The workout was, again, 5 times 1,500 metres, with the first 1K at your 10K pace, the second, well, the final 500 metres at your 5K pace, and then it's a 500 metre jog before you complete the five sets of those. Have fun, everyone. Let me know how it goes on social media. Fire through your training questions to me. I'm at Hayden at tempofit.org. Happy running, everyone.